1 in 36, a full-spectrum approach to autism. I am the author and narrator, and my name is Dr. Sajani Jay Sukaria. I am a board-certified general pediatrician and a board-certified developmental behavioral pediatrician. This book is a guide to help children with autism spectrum disorder, their parents, and medical teams. The book is dedicated to the innumerable families, particularly mothers, who share in clinic their histories, the insights, and progress of their children. Through these families, it has become clear that common medical conditions accompany behaviors and symptoms of autism. I have recognized treating common medical conditions has an incredible impact on helping the child move forward. Let's start. A foreword written by my mother, Dr. Ila J. Sukaria, a pediatrician. Dear readers, it is my honor to write this foreword for 1 in 36, a full-spectrum approach to autism. The author, Dr. Sajani J. Sukaria, is a board-certified pediatrician, a board-certified developmental behavioral pediatrician, and a fellow of the American Academy of Pediatrics. She also holds a master's degree in public health. Public health is a science of protecting and improving the health of people in their communities. She has written a guide which will assist parents and medical teams who are involved in taking care of a child or an adult with signs and symptoms of autism spectrum disorder. As her mother and a pediatrician who has practiced for 42 years and cared for many children and parents in clinic, it is my observation that families go through emotional turmoil before they seek help. When parents suspect there is something not right with their child's behavior, medical attention should be sought. If you see something, say something, because early detection and intervention is the key for a successful outcome for a child with delay. In the beginning, there is denial of the fact that my child is having developmental problems. After denial, many families experience anger, guilt, and comparison with typical children. Some may have feelings of hurt, shame, fear, and a stigma about sharing their concerns with others. What parents need is reassurance. They need someone to understand their hardships and to show them how to manage and cope with the situation. They also need consistent and sound medical intervention. So, regular medical visits and follow-up with primary care are valuable to check progress and modify treatment as required. 1 in 36 objectively points out common difficulties that arise in children with autism and is a guide to treatments that are available in the primary care physician's office. This book sheds light on areas such as proper nutrition, yoga, and exercise, along with ways to address and overcome issues such as picky eating, iron and vitamin D deficiencies, constipation, lead poisoning, and many more very practical points which can be given attention. She points out, for example, when a child is jumping up and down and doing some repetitive movements, he or she may be in pain or discomfort. One needs to review the history and physical exam and consider chronic constipation, abdominal pain, and struggling to defecate completely. A developmental behavioral pediatrician's focus is the study and treatment of autism spectrum disorder. Dr. Sukaria has observed that these important issues, if properly understood and addressed, will help significantly in treating the child or adult with the condition. This book can be an adjunct to the traditional therapies of intensive behavioral therapy, like ABA, speech therapy, occupational therapy, physical therapy, cognitive behavioral therapy, and individualized education plans. The treatment recommendations and diagnostic tests suggested in this book can be implemented by the primary care physician based on a child's symptoms alone, and even before an official diagnosis of autism.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?